In Search of Africa.
I went to see a play a couple weeks after I arrived in Zimbabwe. As I leafed through the program, I realized that I knew the guy who was playing the lead. I had met him in Toronto, where I went to school. He'd been there on a film training way backstage to congratulate my friend. He apparently had seen me while performing and was also coming over to say hi. But just before we met, he was intercepted by a woman who must have known him from childhood of what he did and what he would be doing. She said, oh, complimented him again, and left. My friend, I suppose he felt betrayed of attitude in Africa. The irony is that everywhere in the continent, it is clear that societies have a wonderful sense of theater in the dress, hairstyles, and not least of all the mannerisms of communication. Theatrician is beyond many Africans. They do not see the value in what the West calls theater or art. It may simply be that art, or more precisely, craft, is taken from invention by an international interest. Their purpose was to serve the mythology that structured the community which has long been an important system of survival for less industrialized cultures. Interestingly, the modern sculptures were never intended for local consumption. Who would buy? Art, after all, is an extravagant concept. It is embodied in the kanga cloth that Kenyan women wear in the fields, and Western tourists hang on their walls. Little wonder Shona people are somewhat confounded by a culture where some make a living clapping at night. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.